From Michigan, California, New Jersey, and Montreal, buses brought people to the center of Midtown Manhattan in New York City for a huge demonstration. Thousands of Shia Muslims from all across North America assembled to condemn Saudi crimes.
They're promoting all kind of terrorism in the entire world. So as being Muslim, as being the follower of Imam Hussein al-Islam, we condemn all kind of terrorists. Doesn't matter, it happened in Middle East, it happened in France, it happened in America, it's even in anywhere of the world.
Protesters demanded that the Saudi regime end the occupation of the Islamic holy sites.
They're occupying the Holy Land, the land that belonged to the entire Muslim Ummah, not only to the Ali Saud family. So as Muslim, we actually demand the Mecca and the Medina and the holy places and the holy cities should be under the domain of the Muslim.
Those who assembled highlighted that the U.S. alliance with Saudi Arabia is contrary to the values of most Americans.
Sheikh Nimr died saying, give me liberty or give me death, which is exactly what Patrick Henry said. And the Saudi regime gave him death. So we're here to create awareness amongst the American people that America should not be supporting the Saudi regime, which is not in line with American values. It's the most oppressive regime in the world, especially to women. Women can't drive in that country. This is the only country where women can drive.
The demonstrators said they feared that the killing of Ayatollah Namir and the attack on the Islamic movement in Nigeria indicate that the Saudi monarchy is trying to foment an all-out sectarian religious war.
The killing of Sheikh Nimr and the atrocities against the Nigerians, they're tied together for one purpose. Saudis want to create a sectarian Shia-Sunni divide, and they are targeting Shia leaders all over.
The protesters called for U.S. leaders to end the sale of weapons to the Saudi kingdom, which they say is directly linked to terrorism. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.